This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Parties who are interested in conversation about what really is going on in the world. No false premise here, fake news, truth decay. It all goes out the window, poof, just like that. Or out of the speaker, poof, just like that. You have found Thursday, the 6th plus 2. The 8th of August. Yes, today is the 8th of August. I'm Henry the 8th. I am... Or today is Augustus's day, so I'm Augustus. That doesn't work as well, though, does it? He was not a king. He was an emperor. Anyway, Augustus. Emperor Augustus. You weren't around. Do you think you had a past life? Do you think, Jennifer, during the reign of Augustus Caesar? Yeah. Ever do any past life regression? I think you'd find it fascinating. All of us have.
Well, I think I told you. Didn't I tell you my ghost story?
Ghost story.
I did. I had like a, well, I won't give you the full details, but.
Yes, I think I do remember.
I did have, I was visiting Gettysburg for work.
Yes.
And I had an opportunity to run into a ghost or two that I really felt, and it kind of like stuck with me for like 6 months after it was over. It was very real. I'm not one of those people that go around looking for ghosts because I just don't want to find them.
You got that? Yes.
So I'm not like a hunter or anything. It just happened, and it was kind of bizarre. It was the first time it happened for me. And so I told my dad about it. My dad and I worked together in radio as well. And so one day my dad goes, hey, this person wants to come on and do a show, does a lot of stuff with past lives and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I didn't tell her anything about you, but I think, she, you know, she's willing to talk to you. And so she'd like to, you know, do, you know, so we can see what she's all about. So I go into the conference room one day and I'm like, okay, what is this? Very skeptical about what I'm having to do here. And I sit down on the phone and she starts going, I see you in Gettysburg. On a battlefield, hanging up clothes, and so, or not in Gettysburg, on a battlefield, outside of Gettysburg in a battlefield or something, you know, whatever. Basically saying that my sons, someone came to tell me that my sons were killed in battle during Gettysburg while I was putting up the wash. And my dad swears he said nothing to her about what my experience had been just a couple of weeks before. So who knows? You never know.
All right, speaking of things that we know here on the DJV program, Jennifer is here with us. Victoria has the day off. She went to see, what did she see?
Queen
last night in New York. Apparently quite a celebration there. Kara Schillen is here in her usual spot in Washington, and we're ready to go with, in this hour, I guess, sort of a review. People want to hear some thoughts about the president going to El Paso and Dayton and more conversation about the recent shooting, so you want to bring us up to date, Jennifer, as best you can?
Yeah, the president and the first lady visited Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas. He wrapped up his day around 8 o'clock local time in El Paso, and he spent the full day. He left very early from the White House to go to Dayton. That was his first stop. The president visited the cities that are still trying to heal after a total of 31 people were left dead over the weekend. There are still dozens of people in the hospital. The president was greeted by people who loved him and by people who didn't love him so much at all, by protesters in each city. First, the president and the first lady flew to Dayton, where they met with many victims of the attacks in the hospital. They visited with first responders. They were met by the mayor, by the senators, by representatives, and the governor of Ohio. When they arrived on Air Force One, there was some talk about whether or not some of those political officials, specifically the mayor and Senator Brown, would actually meet with the president. They did. The president and the first lady toured the facilities, and the mayor afterwards said that the president actually did the right things and provided comfort to the victims and to the first responders and did a good job. And then there was the controversy came when she said, you know, Senator Brown and I tried to get him to agree to legislation, and the president took issue with that. I don't have the tweet in front of me right now, but saying that they misrepresented what happened in the meeting, and it wasn't just the president who said that. The press secretary and a few others who were in that meeting said that they didn't try to accost him for legislation. I don't even know if that matters so much. I think the president's job yesterday was about consoling people, comforting people. The legislation
well, but that
is coming.
Would console some people. That would.
That would. That's what protesters. That's what the protesters were there to do. For, by and large, they were there about gun control. But the reports are out that the president's talking to Wayne LaPierre at the NRA. He's got some legislation already drafted about background checks, and that they're moving forward on a red flag bill that's bipartisan that was put together by Senator Blumenthal and Senator Graham. So there is stuff that's being worked on. Obviously, I know people want this stuff to happen overnight. It doesn't, because you have to get a lot of people to buy
in.
Something
needs to be done. There hasn't been anything done.
Yeah, you're right.
Or even really seriously proposed until there is killing on top of killing and victims on top of victims. I think one of the things would be interesting, because we know how strident Trump can be and how direct Trump can be. And whether I'm hearing the right things or not, Jennifer, he has no real love for Wayne LaPierre. And doesn't seem to be that interested in the NRA other than the political benefits of it. So I don't even... Does he have a gun? Does Trump own a gun?
I'm sure he has security that has a gun.
Well,
I don't know
security,
if he owns
of course,
one himself. Yeah, I don't know.
The Secret Service had guns
his
all over.
His son's a big sportsman. Donald Trump Jr. is a big sportsman.
Yeah. So
I think, look, it's not about whether you like guns or not. It's about whether or not you respect the Constitution, and that's what you have to work with. Trump's
well,
been really good.
It's also about whether we want to stop all of this nonsense. That's
yeah,
why,
if we want to, you know, it really has hit me that if we really want to stop all of this nonsense, there are millions of people who have guns that don't use them on other people, that don't perpetrate crimes. There's a million people who have mental illness and video games that don't perpetrate crimes. And so it kind of struck me, really funny, actually, it struck me yesterday in the kitchen, actually, just weird how these thoughts come up, that really political correctness, I think, is at the cause of all this. When you listen to the Dayton shooter's girlfriends who went out with them, and on their first date he showed them videos of mass shootings. When you hear that he was kicked out of high school for having a murder and a rape list, and he was allowed back in. When you hear that the shooter in El Paso was posting hate-filled manifestos online, you realize that the reason that these people were able to perpetrate an attack, they were screaming for help. The Dayton, Ohio shooter was screaming for help. He was screaming to tell people who he was, and no one listened because we didn't want to point out that he was acting abnormally. We're so afraid, and I think this is something that's happened as people push further left. We've tried to normalize the abnormal because we're supposed to just not point out when people aren't acting right. Otherwise,
schools,
we're afraid we're going to be bullied. It's not just the schools; it's us. I would use the example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I didn't use the example in the Inland Empire when we had the big terrorist shooting. The neighbors there knew something was going on, but they were afraid to say something because they were afraid they'd be called Islamophobes. They said it after the shooting. We're all afraid to raise the flag. And until we're not afraid to do that anymore, I don't think that there's ever going to be a stop. I mean, look, you can take away guns, but I could tell you the story overnight that happened in Southern California where a guy went on a stabbing rampage and just killed four people. So
I think
we need to have a
there's obviously multiple factors in play, and there needs to be a concrete system of how this works, because I think one of the issues too is that if someone buys a gun in one state, then you know another state might not necessarily know about that, and there's no communication. And apparently the mother of the El Paso shooter called the police weeks before it happened to report that she was scared that her son owned some kind of AK type gun, like an AK-47.
And what was the police response to that?
And so they put her through to a public safety officer, who told her that based on her description, her son was 21, was legally allowed to purchase a firearm, and they didn't go any further than that. So that was the end of the conversation. And I don't know if she didn't push further, but if someone is scared enough to call the police because their son owns some kind of gun, then I don't know. It's like with all of the things that have happened in our country with men of that age going and shooting places, it's just, I don't understand when you call the police why they wouldn't go further into that situation.
And that's what I'm getting at. If somebody's actually saying something and reporting something, that will be something that could actually stop this stuff. It's not about taking something away, penalizing a group of people. Look, I think video games are too violent, but there are people who play them without incident all the time.
Well, you and I are going to differ on that one. There's very little reason other than, I suppose, somebody's going to come up with some sort of freedom approach. This is freedom of something or other.
Well, I don't think there's a reason for violent video games to exist, but I also don't think that they're necessary. I mean, I have plenty of friends who play lots of video games
yeah.
and have never shown any kind of signs of
it. So we
the
can
most
find
video
an
games.
Exception for not doing
yeah.
anything. We can find
correctness
when it comes to mental health. We can find everybody's got a right to bear arms so we don't get rid of guns. We can do...
Well, I think it just means that it's more...
And then we do nothing.
Well, no, I think it just means it's more nuanced, and we have to find some kind of solution that includes multiple
factors. But the people who run the country, Kara, are not that sophisticated, obviously. They aren't politically motivated to do something, or they would have. So they were back in the same conundrum that we were in.
You have to understand, though, this is not something that more legislation is going to fix. Bad people don't follow laws. There is no legislation that is going to fix the problem that we have. What we have is a cultural problem. That's what I'm trying to say.
I think
and a societal problem.
The access to these big guns. You're not going to find me agreeing.
But, okay, so then how are you going to stop the guy who just went on a killing spree and killed four people with a knife? Is the next step
Most of these things are not with knives. Yeah, there are the exception. There are going to be people that will do things because they are violent. Whatever they can get, what tool they can use, a screwdriver or a hammer or whatever. But I don't
think
there's any reason, Jennifer, to have these big damn guns
for
any purpose.
Do you think that the guy that walked into Walmart or the guy that was wanting to kill people in Dayton wouldn't be able to hurt people if he didn't have a gun?
That's irrelevant.
No, it's not, because we want to stop the death is what we want. We want to stop the death,
And one of
right?
the things that becomes they did the buttstock thing, which I suppose was a move in the right direction. Bump, that too. We can go around in circles about this, and we can argue about it. I was interested to see that the governor of Ohio proposed some new laws, whether they are going to have any. Mike DeWine is a Republican. He's been around in politics in Ohio since I was working in Ohio back in the 80s. He said that there were 17 ways, he thought, to address gun violence and outlined some action to increase mental health prevention, identification, treatment, that sort of thing. So there's at least something, because the people there, when Trump showed up, were yelling, "Do something." And that's what we need to do. We can attitudinally talk about this. The more people resist kind of change, it's changing. Times are changing, as Bob Dylan wrote. The times, they are a-changing.
The more rights
the
you
end
give
of the
up,
road
you'll never get it back.
Wayne LaPierre and that bunch.
I don't blame the NRA for this. I really don't.
Blame the NRA. I blame him. He's separate, in my mind, from the NRA. The NRA is an organization that does a lot of good in many respects. Wayne LaPierre is a narcissistic egotist who is only interested in himself and his position at the NRA. And he
that might
is
be true, but I guarantee you,
problems here.
If he wasn't there at the NRA, you'd still have mass shootings. You still would.
No, I'm not disputing
societal
that.
Problem.
I'm not disputing that either. It isn't just one person, but there are a lot of things that sort of wind their way into this. I thought it was interesting that Kasich, who used to be the governor and then ran for Congress, pushed for more gun control, and that didn't work in Ohio. So Ohio is a pretty conservative state, other than in the big cities. So see what happens. Let's continue to monitor the situation, because it's worth monitoring. Something else worth monitoring is how you feel in the morning when you wake up. Do you have aches and pains, or are you feeling well? If you're feeling well, don't have aches and pains, don't need to listen to the next few seconds here. But if you have aches and pains, excuse me, or you can't talk, Jennifer and I both have this frog syndrome today. Victoria had it yesterday.
They're all over.
All over the place. So anyway, the people who use Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil always are talking about how well it does. Look at the testimonials at achefree.live. Achefree.live. Order. You get special deals. Use the DJV code. 50% off the retail price of Joint Formula 14. Just take it for 14 days and see if I'm not telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Joint Formula 14 relieves aches and pains. I recommend it. Get it at achefree.live. Use the DJV code and get it at 50% off the retail price.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Young man, young man, young man, pretty good as a chorus, right?
Yeah, not bad.
Most people recognize this music no matter what their age. You're familiar, Caro, with the group Village People, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So the fellow who was sort of the co-creator of this group, Henri Belolo, has passed away at the age of 82. He was a music producer. He worked from the time when he was a kid. He was born in Morocco in 1936 and was brought up on American music and African music. He was brought over by U.S. troops, as it turns out. I don't know under what circumstance, but at any rate, he was in Paris when he was in his 20s. He worked as a DJ and became a music producer as well. In 1973, he moved to our country and frequented the club scene. He helped pioneer the disco movement in the mid-70s. In 78, he put together a six-member band that became known as the Village People. They were sort of spirited. That's a nice way to say it. Freewheeling is a good word, a good phrase mm-hmm. to describe them. Embracing the gay culture, celebrating gay living, the lifestyle, costumes that fulfilled fantasy characters. There was a construction worker, who doesn't remember him? The police officer, well, you remember all these characters. The biker, the cowboy, the sailors, the soldiers, the Indian. They had a number of hits. YMCA, you heard. Macho Man, that was a lot of fun. And In the Navy is also a lot of fun. Just silly. But through the popularity of disco, they reached an apex. And then as it got to the end of the 70s, early 80s, the band sort of went away. And then they came back again. And they started performing in Sydney, Australia during 1991's MTV Movie Awards there. The 2000 saw them opening for Cher during her farewell tour through 2005. They got a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 2008. Last year, they released a Village People Christmas first new studio album in 33 years. Mr. Belolo is not gay. His partner, Morali, was. He died from complications of AIDS back in 91. Belolo became a strong ally of the gay community, saying, quote, "I did not like that American mentality of bigotry and hypocrisy. I didn't see why these people would be treated like they were, like black people as well. I didn't like the way they were treated." Something to be said for that. In the Navy. In the Navy. There was, you know, all his songs basically sounded the same. But they were lots of fun. So we pay, I guess you pay homage to a guy who is as creative as this guy Belolo was. Next up musically on the DJB program, Jennifer Kara and I have for you a focus on the Desert Days Festival. Releasing its lineup, shocked a lot of Devo fans by announcing not only the group was making a rare live appearance there, but it was part of their farewell tour. So this is also news to Devo, apparently, who emphatically denied that this tour is going on. "If we were going to do a farewell tour, we'd not call it a farewell tour," said bassist Jerry Casale. Number two, "If we were going to do a beginning was the end tour, it would be Devo choosing when and where to make the announcement." So what is actually going on here? Is anybody really...
I think they're actually performing. It's just not their farewell tour. So
They just don't want to say it.
I mean, it might actually be, but I think the festival got a little bit ahead of them announcing their farewell tour.
All right. So, Devo.
It's been greatly exaggerated.
Yes, it has. Whip It. Remember that? That's a good song. 28 After, this is the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's top.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawyers for the family of the El Paso shooting suspect say his mom called police because she was worried about him owning the gun that authorities say the 21-year-old eventually used to murder 22 people at a Walmart last Saturday. The lawyer is saying that it was a purely informational call that she made to police in Allen, expressing concerns about him owning the gun considering his age and maturity level. A Texas public safety officer told her that because her son was 21, he was legally allowed to own the gun. In California, four people dead in Orange County after a man goes on a robbing and stabbing spree last night. A police spokesman says he is now in custody.
But he does have a criminal history. He has been arrested before, but I don't know what that criminal history is right now.
NFL preseason starts in earnest tonight with 11 games, and this is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. Toria off today. A free, strong, independent voice on the radio. That's what we are. Jennifer said, why me? When I suggested to her that maybe we ought to talk about this survey, the research that's been done that focuses on people who are over 50 who regularly attend Mass. Or, I suppose, in this circumstance, we could say church. Is that reasonable, or is it just Catholics? What do you think?
Well, we can go. I mean, I say I go to church or go to Mass. I mean, it's kind of interchangeable for me.
Right.
But I think the idea is that religion or having a community helps people as they start to age a bit, age into life. So here's the study. It's from Trinity College in Dublin, and it shows that people over 50 who regularly attended Mass have better mental health compared to those who don't attend services. The researchers followed 6,000 people that were 50 and over for a six-year period, during which the participants were interviewed at two-year intervals. Now, the study forms part of a longer longitudinal study involving 80,000 participants across Ireland, and that study found that men and women who attended Mass on a regular basis reported lower symptoms of of depression. Those who said they valued religion but did not attend regular religious services had higher levels of depression, and the majority of the participants said religion is important to them, although more women, 86%, than men, 76%, felt that way. And I think that this makes sense for a couple of reasons. Number one, people who attend church or take time out to go to some sort of religious service have a built-in community, far more than any of us who say we have personal spirituality or something that we handle kind of privately or in our home times. They have a community that they're able to connect with in person, and I think that matters. They also, by their very nature of being in mass or church, have something that they believe in, which helps ease depression when you have hope and optimism about something that comes next or about there being more than just this life that we're living. So they have that belief. And then I'd add in also, they're taking an hour a week to meditate. I mean, seriously, that's what really mass and church, whatever you might call it, services are, is where you take that time to reflect inwardly and meditate a bit. And so those are three really healthy things that are recommended to people for depression.
Daily basis, you meditate in a way? I mean, depending on how you...
No.
How you define meditate. I find on my tractor time on the farm, that's meditation time for me. Very productive, very enlightening almost in a manner of speaking. The clouds part, the blue sky is there, and there are all kinds of things you become conscious of. I think the secret to healing, or as in this case, I can kind of understand this quite well. They get older and, yeah, maybe you're a little more alone. A lot of people value their pets more at this time of their life as well. Children are up and gone, and maybe if the husband and wife are not together, whatever, if you don't have close friends or people, that's we're talking a lot about mental health and what happens to kids who are younger. They have no community. They don't have anybody. They're just so devoid of human, the tactile. You know how important it is to be tactful?
Well, that's important, too.
That is good. To be tactile, to touch, to feel the energy of another human being. It is very, very important to do that.
Yeah, always talk about retirement, too, and how once people retire from their job and they don't necessarily have a purpose or a thing to do. And I think besides the community, church also provides that for a lot of people. My grandfather's 85. My grandmother died quite a while ago, and so he was living alone. And being able to go to the church and have a community and have something to look forward to every week, but also getting to help out with events and, getting to do all of those things kind of gives you a purpose and something to look forward to every week.
Yeah, and it, you know what else it does, Kara and Jennifer? It helps prevent illness. I think that when you're around people, if you're focused on yourself in a negative, and not necessarily narcissistic way, but in a negative, if you're worried about yourself, I got an ache here and a pain there. But if there are other people around and you're working on other people, you sort of, no focus. And as I believe, this is sort of maybe... This comes from my own spiritual beliefs that thoughts are things. When you start worrying about yourself and I don't feel good and in a negative way, then you do begin to feel good. You feel exhausted. You can't seem to manage your life. The typical day is awful. And so, why bother? Yesterday, Jennifer, we were talking about this move in some states to allow physician-assisted suicide. I forget which state it was, Kara. Do you remember which state? Legalized it most recently.
Wasn't it New Jersey?
New Jersey, you're right, yes. Yep. So anyway, I don't think you can underestimate the effect of what happens when people are together. There's a certain amount, and clubs, the Columbia, any club, any group, there's a joy of connection. And that's kind of what we're talking about, giving people
and
the space.
And it's always the people who are not connected that are carrying out all the tragedy we are seeing this weekend. Right.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We're beginning to sound a little like Marianne Williamson because that's part of her theme. I thought it was interesting, speaking of her, she, for those of you who may not recognize her name still yet and through this democratic process, she's a candidate for president. She has put together what she's called the Whole Child Plan. I don't know if you've analyzed this or not, Jennifer, supposed to improve care and education for children. Certainly a lot of need for that. I'd like to know how that is defined. Anyway, she said, the truth of the matter is we are the only advanced industrialized nation that bases our educational funding on property taxes. She's repeated that statement a number of times, And so she was checked out. You know, the old fact checkers go to work. And apparently she's not exactly correct. Every state decides how to fund its own educational system. Nearly every public school gets money from a combination of federal tax money and state tax money, local tax money. The most recent data shows funding sources break down like this. 8% comes from the feds, 47% comes from the states, and 45% from the local sources. Property taxes is pretty much where that all comes from. Using property taxes to fund public schools results in an education disparity, she says, where lower-income neighborhoods end up with lower-quality schools. Anyway, it's, you know, it's maybe a nuanced thing. She's getting more attention. More people are paying attention to her. And even if she goes nowhere, the fact that she has made a dent, maybe whether you like her, you don't like her feelings, she's bringing a discussion into the electoral you know, into the process. Yes, right, the electorate. That hasn't been heard before, and we need more discussion of things that we have not heard. So, frankly, I think this is a good thing. I don't know, but property tax, I don't agree with property taxes being, I think all we have is a sales tax, get rid of property taxes, income taxes, the whole megillah.
I'm with you.
Today, Jennifer, I know you are, and you'll love this, it's International Cat Day.
Meow.
Ooh. But, Carrie, you got a cat wandering around at your place,
no,
too.
No, I don't have a cat. But I got.
Why do I keep thinking?
Like them.
I like cats, but I got to hang out with two cats yesterday at my sister's, so I was very happy about it.
Okay. This goes
right here.
Cats, I know you do. You used to have your cat right there. Ancient Egyptians, the first civilization to harness the feline, that'd be 4,000 plus years ago, they had the ability to domesticate these cats. They kept them near food stores to help control the vermin, pests, that sort of thing. And they earned the reputation, still have it, as good hunters. Egyptians worshipped them at one point as gods. International Fund for Animal Welfare in Washington created International Cat Day in 2002. And we celebrate one of humanity's most ancient pets. Yes, isn't that swell? I've had a lot of cats in my time, barn cats. We've had they're always around the barn. It's good to have them in the barn, frankly, for the same reason that the Egyptians like them. They take good care of things that are objectionable, shall we say, on the scene. Speaking of objectionable, sports. You're going to love this one. The head coach of the Jets is a guy named Adam Gase. I believe you pronounce his name. Is it G-A-S-E? At the time of
Gassy?
This... Is it Gassy? Yeah, maybe he's Gassy.
I'm just
yeah.
kidding. That's a little joke.
Offensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos. Somehow or other, this story has come out, and I don't know, I just kind of, what do you do with something like this? I saw it, it caught my attention. He had a meeting scheduled with Peyton Manning. His wife was pregnant. She went to the hospital. She delivered a son, and as soon as he saw the son come out, literally and figuratively, he said, "You good?" And he left.
No.
Yep.
Oh,
to go,
no.
Yeah. To have a meeting
that's
with
Peyton.
That's
when you divorce somebody.
Manning.
That's like Scaramucci, Anthony Scaramucci, that was working for Trump's White House. His wife had a baby, and he wasn't there. He didn't show up.
No. And the doctor said, "You want to cut the umbilical cord?" And he said, "No, I'm good."
I'm good, yeah.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my.
No, I'm good. All right. So, listen.
Can't. Men, get a clue. When your wife works really hard to push a watermelon out of her, you know what? The least you can do is hang around for an hour or two before you have to leave.
Apparently Peyton Manning wasn't a fan either. When he showed up to the meeting, he was like, "You've got to be kidding me. Why are you here?"
Yeah,
Peyton seems like he's a pretty decent dude. I can't imagine he would condone that kind of behavior.
How do you get so wrapped up in anything that you ignore your wife having a baby? I don't get that at all. There's nothing, but everybody's different. We all have, listen, this is what makes the world go round. We all have different
values. And maybe the wife signs off on it. Maybe she's like, you know what, I got my mom.
Are they still married?
Here. Go do your thing.
You see that, Kara? Is they still married? I'm trying to figure out whether this guy is still married or not.
I don't know. I think that she was part of the one telling the story, but so maybe she wasn't super happy about it, or maybe she was joking about it. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, I think that expecting your husband to be there for the birth of your child and, like, stay for 5 minutes afterward and help, you know, take care of you and, like, help you get to the bathroom and stuff, I think is the very minimum that you should expect in a marriage. So
yeah.
I would hope they're not married together anymore.
His reputation is that he cares for the players, apparently. More than he cares for himself.
Just not his wife. How nice.
Yeah. How are the baseball races shaping up, Jennifer?
I'm so glad you asked that question. I am so happy because the Dodgers are the best team in baseball.
Really? According to whom?
The standings.
Oh, okay. The record keepers. Mm-hmm. I got it. Okay. Television time now on the DJV program.
I don't want to get ahead of my skis, though, because I am a Dodger fan, and we've done really well the last 3 years and haven't actually won. So
calm down. That's
no
right.
No bragging here. Just happy with my team.
FX, the cable channel, says the next American crime story will be about Bill Clinton and his sex scandal. Third season of American Crime Story. Where is this going to go?
Sarah Paulson's playing Linda Tripp. These American Horror Story things are pretty interesting, and I think because still of the intrigue around Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, this one will probably do pretty well.
Yeah, but Lewinsky is going to be a producer.
It's kind of like O.J. Simpson for a while. O.J. for a while, it was like everything was a special about O.J. Now everything's a special about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. But she's making some money off of this one, so I guess good for her.
Yeah. The book that was written, which is the basis for this, The Run of His Life, The People vs. Tober wrote both of the books. I got it. Did you say that?
No, I didn't say he wrote both of the books, but I said it was similar to that coming back.
All right, what's on TV tonight?
TV tonight. Well, if you
TV
want to
tonight.
Get spooky, you've got the series premiere of a show called Contact on the Science Channel. This is a search for answers about whether aliens have ever made contact with our planet. It's got a lot of experts. It's a docuseries, and they say it's about as credible as you can get. So you can check it out. Science Channel, 9 o'clock. That's tonight, series premiere. Also tonight on TNT and TBS, this is a new series called Chasing the Cure. It starts at 9 o'clock. You can help diagnose real people suffering from mysterious medical conditions in a live series hosted by Ann Curry. She's back.
Yeah.
You don't need to have your MD, by the way. Each week, a patient will present his or her case to a panel of doctors, and viewers can write or call in with their ideas and analysis. Also tonight on the CW, a new show called Two Sentence Horror Stories. These are short stories about serial killers and all kinds of ickiness that we probably don't need to be watching right about now.
Exactly.
All right. Also tonight on television, CBS has a new episode of Big Brother that's followed by Elementary at 9 o'clock. Fox has a new episode of Master Chef and Spin the Wheel, and Game Show Night on ABC with Holy Moly, Family Food Fight, and Reef Break. And if you like the Alaskan Bush People, they're new tonight on Discovery. You can check them out. Alaskan Bush People, Raised Wild at 9 o'clock.
All right. If you want to make a note of the safest way, the most natural way to lose weight, you're thinking about that. Weight loss is Calitrin, and Calitrin is weight loss. Mark down the website, toploss.com, and the code DJV, so you get the special supply pricing, free shipping, that sort of thing. And know this, when you use Calitrin, we will lose the weight, and you will keep it off. That's all you need to know. Calitrin at toploss.com, code DJV for free shipping and $20 off a 90-day supply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Doug, Steph, and Victoria's not here, so I'm going to be the technology expert. Ready for that, Kara?
Sure, I love to be this.
I can report as well as the next person. Walt Disney Company offering a bundle package for its three streaming services, Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. $12.99 a month starts in November. At this price, the bundle is cheaper than, or on par at least, with competitive streaming services. Netflix is one. Amazon Prime is another. The video there. Also cheaper than HBO's Max, which they're going to have a streaming price of somewhere between $16-$17 a month. Currently, Hulu's available for $5.99 a month. You get ads with that, though. ESPN Plus costs $4.99 a month. ESPN Plus is the Disney-owned sports streaming platform, which carries hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Major League Baseball games, NHL games, and all the stuff. Grand Slam tennis, top-ranked boxing, PGA Tour stuff, college sports, international rugby, cricket, the full library of ESPN films. So all of that stuff is now streaming. They're also streaming for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, what the UFC fights. Disney hopes can make up for the lack of SportsCenter and other banner shows from ESPN. The streaming bundle is likely to be available through Amazon, Apple, and other distributors also. Disney's goal heading into the direct-to-consumer space, ultimately to provide a ton of content. No, Disney's goal is to make money. That's all Disney is interested in.
Well, yeah, this content is already available in a bunch of places, and so they're making it so you can only get it through Disney.
Yeah.
Which,
right. Get it for... Yeah. Thank you, Walt. No, maybe not. T-Mobile is mobilizing young people who are changing their communities for good through a rather innovative contest. I thought you'd like to hear about this. Here's Andy Solomon.
Through their second Changemaker Challenge, T-Mobile and the T-Mobile Foundation are seeking young visionaries who have big ideas. I'm here with Janice Kapner, EVP of Communications at T-Mobile.
T-Mobile is all about challenging the status quo. That's why we love our Changemaker Challenge. We want to support and motivate young people in the sweet spot of ages 13 to 23 who hope to make their communities even better.
T-Mobile is partnering with nonprofit Ashoka to select 30 winning teams with projects focused on technology, the environment, or education that will get up to $10,000 in seed funding and a trip to T-Mobile headquarters.
The Changemaker Challenge is all about giving the next generation a powerful platform to kickstart their projects for change. We can't wait to see what ideas they'll bring.
Do you have bold ideas to make the world a better place? Go to T-Mobile.com/Changemaker to join the challenge.
Video gamers making more money than ever playing the game Fortnite.
The Geek Out.
It's the classic tale of cleaning out the attic to find an old, rare, highly collectible video game. Scott Amos of Reno made $9,000 from an auction sale for his 80s copy of Nintendo's Kid Icarus for the NES. The game was sealed in the original bag from JCPenney's and even had the original receipt. Now, Kid Icarus was a game based on Greek mythology, and finding a mint unopened copy is a pretty big deal in the collector's world. Amos thinks it must have been a Christmas present his mom forgot to give him when he was 9, but $9,000 and 30 years later is still a pretty good gift. If you're wondering, the top price ever at auction for a video game was $100,000 for an unopened Super Mario Brothers. We've posted the story on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, also in the world of info from the technology sector, Equinox announcing it's going to launch a fitness, streaming classes similar to Peloton. You can help me with this one, Kara.
You might have seen the commercials for it. Peloton is the super fancy stationary bikes, and they basically have a screen. It's bikes, it's treadmills, it's a bunch of different stuff, and they have a screen on it that you can have, like, a trainer or someone else, and then they also have pictures of, like, outdoors, so you kind of look like you're riding outside, and you can follow different courses that the trainers have. So Equinox is a gym. And they also, it's a company that also owns like SoulCycle and all these different kind of expensive classes that you've heard of.
Yes.
And so I guess they're going to be selling their own equipment to compete with Peloton that also has screens like that so you can connect with trainers and stuff like that.
So will people pay extra just for that name, for that logo? Is that name worth it, like
people,
Nike or something?
Maybe, but Peloton is also a really big name, so I'm not really sure who's going to pay more for Equinox versus Peloton. What I suggest is just getting a bike and going outside because it's much cheaper.
Take a ride, folks. Forget the technology. 59 after the hour here on the DJV program for this Thursday.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.